Welcome to the Jamila Adams Experience Podcast. This is a place to be if you're a woman over 40 who wants to feel inspired, empowered, and heard. Jamila Adams, your host, will be talking about how to find joy and happiness in the face of life's challenges. So come and join the experience.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining this week's episode of the podcast. I am so happy that you're here. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the podcast with your friends. We're definitely trying to build community here. So if you could do that, I greatly appreciate it. As you know, we're doing the Better Me, Better You series throughout the year. And when we do have solo shows, of course, just things about what we're going to do to make ourselves better. But as we have guests on the show, they will talk about how they make our lives better and also how they better themselves. So with that being said, I would like you guys to stay tuned. And also for this week, I want you to listen to Dr. Tremaine Butler DeLong and how she is changing the tide in not only just health and fitness, but just life in general. So Dr. DeLong, if you don't mind, take it away.
Hi, and thank you for having me. So yes, so I am just a little bit about my background. I'm a cultural anthropologist. I'm also an entrepreneur and a Mayo Clinic certified wellness coach. And I founded a company. I'm the founder and CEO of Anthro Spa Logic. And I founded Anthro Spa Logic back in 2007, shortly after receiving my doctorate in anthropology. And after my first two kids were born. So I have four kids total. I'm also a mom of four, a busy mom. And so the company started out as it continues to be a clean beauty line. One of the things I loved to do when I was younger and continue to like to do is to visit spas. And at the time when I founded the company, there weren't a lot of spas offering natural skincare treatments. And I always sort of found myself recreating my own spa treatments at home with natural preparations and mixing things. And I thought that maybe a skincare line could use the holistic perspective and cross-cultural perspective of anthropology. And so what I decided to do was to do some research on what different cultures around the world have been using on their skin traditionally and medicinally for centuries, and combine those effective ingredients into a natural skincare line. And hence, Anthro Spa Logic was born. And so we have been selling the products online. Estheticians have actually used the products and love using them in spa treatments. They're designed to be anti-aging as well as to promote smooth, clear skin and to do all of this naturally without any toxic chemicals. I was very concerned about all of the chemicals that we're exposed to in the environment and creating something that had antioxidants to help us sort of detox from all of those exposures that we experience. And so with Anthro Spa Logic, I decided more recently to move it into more of a broader wellness focus and to expand our offerings because I continue to broaden my interest in health and wellness. I had one wave of children, my older son and two older sons. And then I had a second wave of children. And so I became more increasingly interested in health and wellness and decided to get certified as a wellness coach. So I received my certification from the Mayo Clinic as a wellness coach. And with that certification, I help people to live more of a more holistically sort of wellness focused life in terms of bringing all of these experiences that I've learned over the years into improving their lifestyle and living a healthier life. So we expanded the services that we offer with Anthro Spa Logic into creating a metabolic renewal wellness program that allows people who are over the age of 35, which is our sort of target, to lose the stubborn weight that they may have gained over the years, and to do this without medications and drugs and sort of fat diets that can be harmful to the body and have all of these ill side effects. And really, our goal is to help people achieve whole health and to get more energy while also losing weight. And so we're trying to help to prevent a lot of the chronic illnesses, or that we're seeing a meteoric rise in chronic illnesses in the United States and around the world. And those chronic illnesses include obesity, cancer, hypertension, diabetes. And it's really unsettling to see this increase, especially in populations over, 35. And so there's a huge increase. And it really will take an approach that I believe is more natural and holistic to stem some of these chronic illnesses that we see. So our goal is to create an experience, like I said, that increases whole health. So people can still purchase our clean beauty products, and they can also become a member of our Healthier Body Wellness Academy and experience our Metabolic Renewal Weight Loss Program. So
that's awesome. That is a lot. That is top tier. So when you said when you got all this information, you researched and everything, what was the challenge that you found when putting all this together? What was the challenge?
I think the challenge was thinking about sort of my own time management and balancing family life with work and trying to preserve my own sort of self-care, because we are a company that's focused on self-care. And I think with busy moms, it's important to take time for oneself. And so with a lot of things going on, it can be challenging to take that time to focus on that. Also, I think a challenge in the beginning, and which can continue to be, is just making sure that we get the word out about the products and services. And so reaching as many people as possible can be a challenge, because you can sort of be spread thin, very thin, going in different directions between social media or events and doing all of these different sort of marketing focused activities and trying to get the word out. And so it does, and it takes capital to do that as well. So that can be a challenge.
Right. Because resources can be great or little, and you have to work with what you have. Obviously, trust me, as an entrepreneur myself, the resources can be challenging to acquire. So I totally understand. But within all that, what was the joy? What motivates you to keep moving forward with your endeavors?
I think the joy that I found is seeing the results that and impact on people's lives. When I have our clients who've used our skincare products, they may have certain issues with their skin, and they're ecstatic when it clears up and they have the skin that they've been wanting, and it's healthier. And also with our Metabolic Renewal Weight Loss Program, seeing the transformations of people's, not only from a short-term cosmetic perspective, but a lifestyle perspective. And so we are aimed to help people achieve a healthier lifestyle. And we teach people to achieve a healthier lifestyle and not have sort of a short-term fix that will cause people to yo-yo back and forth. And so,
right. Yeah. Because yo-yo dieting is the worst. And unfortunately, as we get older, we tend to look outside and see, well, this person lost this, this person lost that. It's like, well, your body is different from theirs. And you have to work on what you have and not what you see on social media or your next door neighbor, anybody. So yeah, trying to not look out, it's really difficult. I mean, I find myself doing that sometimes. It's like, that person's that age and they still look like that. It's like, no, that's their body. That's their routine. And your routine is nothing like theirs. So it's hard, comparison. What does I say? Comparisons, it robs you of joy. It's true. We shouldn't compare ourselves to others, but unfortunately it is what it is. But But what other programs do you have? What other endeavors do you have going on out there?
Well, I also recently launched a nonprofit organization called Transform a Well, and it's a 501c3 nonprofit. And the aim of the organization is to provide health education and resources to underserved communities to help stem sort of these rises in chronic diseases and illnesses that we see predominate in underserved communities. And so that is something that I'm really passionate about seeing making a change in, or seeing a change in direction. And so with Transform a Well, we work with churches, organizations, the community organizations, and other groups to get the education and resources out. I've recently partnered with or attained as a client, the University of Illinois, through Anthroswilogic as a wellness consultant, because I also do wellness consulting for organizations. And so with the University of Illinois, I've been working with them on a youth wellness project. And in that project, we're training youth to be community health workers. So I've helped them develop a curriculum to train the youth as community health workers. And these are youth from underserved communities. Right. And so we want to get them into their communities to be resources and to help their neighbors and provide sort of needed health information to them and to promote health equity. So that's one of the projects. And I'm also recently launched a coloring book called Mindfulness Inspired. And that is, thank you, that is available on Amazon. And it's in line with sort of our focus on whole health, and that's mind and body. And mm-hmm. So with the coloring book, it helps people to stay in the present through mindfulness and to experience something that is typically used in art therapy, which is coloring, and to help them to redirect that energy and to stay focused on something that can relieve stress and can promote calming and release of anxiety. And so we see stress and anxiety as a huge issue in among a lot of different groups. And so that was one of the things that I wanted to focus on with our program, is not only sort of the physical, but also how do we engage the mental in terms of relieving stress and helping people with their mindset. So
that's awesome. Because for me, what I like to do, what helps me, is I do yoga every morning and do my devotionals, and also just do meditation to help reset my mind. Because to me, when you start the day positively, it, no matter what, even if the day does take a nosedive, at least you have the right stepping stone or tools to enhance your feeling and not overwork yourself, and also not overreacting to things. So when you start off with a positive mindset, it does help, for me at least, relieve stress and be able to focus and cope and deal with the days that, the work day ahead of me. I mean, I'm sure you do that as well, correct?
Yes, yes. And so I practice meditation, and also like with the coloring and the coloring book, that it actually has some positive affirmations that people can color, the positive affirmations, and the positive affirmations have been shown to improve people's mindset and giving them more of a positive outlook. And also the designs are used ancient graphics called mandalas. And so they were used by Buddhist monks to kind of get people into more of a meditative state. And it's sort of an intricate way of designing the graphic that allows the mind to focus on very sort of detailed little designs. And so that can be really calming and relaxing, and to be able to focus on that. And also yoga. I've practiced yoga for about 20 years. And so that is something that has helped me as well. So getting some physical activity in with our program, we have curated exercises that we show people to do that have actually been proven to get results. Because I know that, you know, there are a lot of different things out there that people might try, but it's like, I've always wondered, well, what is going to be the most effective use of my time? Because people don't have to spend hours in the gym to get results. And that's sort of a myth. And so just with spending a few minutes a day to get that healthy movement can be really rejuvenating for your mind as well.
Awesome. Because that's what I like to do. I like to take a break from work, you know, as I work from home. And what helps me is either going out for a walk, either by myself or I take one of the dogs with me. And I find it to be like a moving meditation. So it allows me to refocus and recenter and also reflect on what has happened or what I'm expecting the day to be like. And so that just helps me generate new ideas, find new solutions to problems that are bothering me at work, you know, and just finding that time and being mindful of, it's weird, I know this sounds weird, but how the ground moves under your feet, how you can feel the wind up against your cheek or see the leaves falling down. And like, you feel like you're a part of everything, at least how I feel. So when I go out for a walk, I like to immerse myself into things. So I'm sure you probably do the same as well.
Yes. And one of the things I enjoy either by myself or with my husband is going for a walk on the lake. And it's when the weather is nice, we take a walk by the water, and it is very rejuvenating and calming to just be in nature. And there's also research that actually shows that has an impact on our blood pressure. It has an impact on our stress level, being outside and being connected with nature. And so those are important things to consider.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Tremaine, how can we reach you and get in contact with you and follow you and follow up on you?
Yeah. So you can reach me at our website. We're available online at anthrospa.com. And that's anthrospa.com. And you can find the new coloring book that I launched. It's called Mindfulness Inspired, a calming coloring book for everyone to unlock creativity. And that is available on Amazon. And you can search that and search my name and find that as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So in closing, I'm so glad that you took the time to be on the podcast, because I wanted to talk to you about things that you do, your organizations, and I just found it so fascinating. So I really appreciate you taking the time out. So with that being said, I usually close the podcast with, I want you to be inspired. I want you to be inspiring. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraging. But most of all, I want you to be you. And I will chat with you next week. And thank you, Dr. Tremaine, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everybody. See you next week.